It's Piano Puzzler time on PT with Bruce Adolph, our composer and musical quizmaster. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we've got a listener on the line from Cedar City, Utah. David Jordan is joining us. Hi, David.
Hi.
Did you recognize that tune?
Sounded like Old MacDonald.
Sounded like that to me, too.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay, well, that's how it works. So, Bruce, can we do an actual piano puzzler now?
Voila.
Well, David,
nice.
any guesses what the tune might be that you heard in there?
I have to see if I can even pronounce this correctly. Auld Lang Syne?
Well, yes, of course.
Yes.
That's strange.
Yeah.
So in other words, you pictured it printed, but you haven't
right.
had a chance to
sounds
say
like, sounds like you were picturing A-U-L-D.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, either that
like
or
that.
Every time you say it, you're usually a little tipsy from New Year's.
Right. Yeah,
can I usually say Auld Lang Syne?
Right. Okay. Well, you got the tune right away.
Very good.
Any thoughts on who the composer might be that Bruce was imitating there?
I was thinking maybe Eric Satie.
No, but at least you're in the right century. And actually, the music has something to do with where you live.
Well, it wouldn't be Copeland.
Yes,
would it?
Yes, it is
Copeland.
Good
okay.
job. That's right.
Yeah, he's the one that crossed my mind.
There you have. You know, it's amazing, Fred, how many times people say it wouldn't be, and that's when they're right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that sounds like that was the name that came to your mind, but then you doubted it for just a half second.
Yeah,
well, no, you were exactly right. So I heard a lot of what I would call Copeland-esque harmonies in there, Bruce. Were there actual quotes from Copeland compositions?
This time there aren't quotes, but there are very specific Copeland techniques. One thing is to use harmonies that are from the same key, but at the same time, two different harmonies. For example, a one chord or a five chord and a one or a five with it. Or this. The top part is three simple chords. And the bottom are three simple notes that are mixed up from those chords. Some people call that polyharmony, meaning not that there's a parrot involved, but simply that it's from two keys or more, or bitonality. And another thing he likes to do is give you a little bit of a phrase at a time and let it grow. And then I go a little further. Up an octave, and then it really takes all the notes. But the only thing that's missing there, the octaves are off. And then, but with one octave displacement. And then there are little, again, harmonies that pass by looking for the correct one. He sort of searches a lot. And it makes you think of Appalachian Spring and some other pieces, but this time there are no actual quotes.
I kind of like the reflective mood that it created for a New Year's song.
Yes.
I kind of like that better than a gung-ho drinking song.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, first of all, I love that part of Copeland, the reflective side. But the other is I was thinking, well, maybe the next day.
right. Reflections after the fact on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Well, David Jordan, you did very well. You got both the tune and the composer. What's your public radio station?
It's Utah Public Radio on 97.3.
Okay, David, thank you very much. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.